welcome to the 11th anniversary of the Renaissance Festival Podcast. It's our drinking show. The Renaissance Festival Podcast is not responsible in any way for any drunkenness that may occur while listening and or partaking in this show. We ask that you please remember to drink responsibly.
Greetings, dear friends, and welcome to the 11th annual anniversary drinking show of the Renaissance Music Festival, Renaissance Festival Music, the show that you're listening to. It's the 11th time we've done this. So, this is the drinking show and the drinking rules. I'm your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare. And here we go. Number one, the first rule, you must take a shot if a host makes a mistake. So I've made about five there, so we're already pretty far gone. No, this is serious. Number two, someone mentions any type of alcohol, even in a song. For example, mead, beer, wine, rum, whiskey, cider, boons, lemonade, whatever you want. number three, anytime the word wench, lass, lassie, female, maiden, damsel, woman, lady, anything like that. Number four, you must take another shot, any time a host or minion of the show self-promotes themselves. For instance, your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, can be found online at shakespeareapproves.com or at shakesapproves on Twitter or at shakespeareapproves on Instagram or Shakespeare Approves on Facebook. So you have to take a shot at least three times there. So between the mistakes and the drinks and the types of ladies, females, hello, ladies, oh, damsels, oh, anything like that, you should drink. So you're probably already drunk, and we're just like only a minute into the rules here. So friends, enjoy the show. What? No, I don't owe you any money. Okay, I do owe you money. All right, that's fine. All right, so I owe the guy over there money, probably for the drinks he gave me. But enjoy the show, and remember, no matter where you go, there you are, or something.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept. It's called the Celtic invasion of Camelot. Cornwall.
The Celtic invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of Camelot. Cornwall. I mean my heart.
Mark Gunn leads the Celtic invasion. So he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a vacay, a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Ah!
Fun fact.
Little known fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Rude Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
Wine is for me.
Wine is for me.
Let water be.
Let water be.
Fa la la la. Fa la la la. Wine gives us
wine
might.
Wine gives us might.
Sets the world
right. Sets the world right.
Fa la la la. Fa la la la.
Makes young and old fearless and bold. Give beer a pass, fill the wine glass. Wine is for me.
Wine is so good.
Wine is so good.
Warms up the blood.
Warms up the blood. Fa la la la, fa la la la.
Sets free your care.
Sets free your care.
Helps you grow hair.
Helps you grow hair.
Fa la la la, la 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 la.
Water you see just makes you pee. Chills to the bone, leave it alone. Wine is for me.
And now, my friend,
and now my friend,
thy ways do mend.
Thy ways do mend.
Fa la la la, fa la la la. Pledge thee to wine,
pledge thee to wine,
your glass and mine,
your glass and mine.
Fa la la la, la fa la la la.
Take my advice, roll thou the dice. If lucky thou be, our wine is free. Wine is for me.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
My name is Matt Letter.
Yeah, people wonder just how much you've been drinking already then.
Not even.
You haven't even started? Jeez.
I've had sugar.
Ah, that could be a dangerous combination.
Yes.
So, yes, it is, in fact, our drinking show. And we should probably preference this drinking show with the fact that the Renaissance Festival Podcast is not responsible for any drunkenness that takes place during or while listening to this show. So we ask that you please drink responsibly for all of you who want to partake in the annual drinking show for our, what is it, 11th?
11th. 10th, it's 10th the
11th. 11th birthday.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we're not even old enough yet to drink.
How many years have I been doing this? Good grief.
I don't know.
Well, I've loved every year of it, but still.
Doesn't it make you feel old?
Yes. So, yes, this is our anniversary, and we decide to do a drinking show every year. I don't know how that got started, but hey.
Kristen.
That's what the...
And Mark.
Oh, Kristen and Mark.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Fair enough.
You know what we haven't done?
It's funny because what have we done?
We haven't introduced the first song.
What do we listen to?
Yeah, what
oh yes, we listen to Wine Is For Me by the Court Revelers from Revelers on a Rampage. That was that song that happened 8 minutes ago.
Something like that.
We're on a roll today.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Seven to eight minutes ago.
Yeah. Unless the editors change all of those numbers.
Six, five, it was 3 to 8 minutes ago, probably.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It just happened. It was...
We'll get in our TARDIS, and then they can hear the front side of it.
I feel like we should add another one whenever one of us makes a nerd reference that is completely outside of Renfest culture.
There you go. We have a bonus...
Well, I mean, Renfest culture is pretty extensive, but like...
Yeah, but we have a bonus rule this year. That, there you go. That can be the bonus rule. Why not add it? That would be fun.
Whenever one of us makes a reference that we think is funny, that is...
Nerd-based?
Completely. Yeah, that is not a direct Renaissance Festival reference. Then, what is it, another drink or something else?
It could be another drink. A bottle, how about? A bottle shot.
Oh, no.
A bottle shot. Speaking of that, since we are drinking, right? What are you drinking?
Oh, wait. Huh? We need to do more stuff. We have other people to thank.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we're taking a long time at this. We should keep going on this. We need to do a special thanks to Jesse Linder, our honorary minion.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesse Linder.
Yes, thank you. So, before we get into that next set, though, what are you drinking?
I'm going to stick with my staple, I believe, butterbeer to start off
butter
with.
Butterbeer, huh? Well, I got one for you. How about Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms beer? The next beer within in their series. It's quite good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
I get the impression to be a little bit of dark and bitter.
Yeah,
and...
this is actually a hoppy wheat ale, so it's a little light in color. The dark one was the Into the Black, you know, from The Wall.
Oh,
so
yes, of course. Yeah.
So dark that you couldn't even shoot a laser pointer through it without it reaching the other side. Probably.
Oh, do you have to chew it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's darker than Guinness, or it was when I had it.
And now your watch begins.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of beer, how about we listen to some Axel DeStaat here? with Beer is Better Than Windmen by Axel the Thought from Tales from the Tavern, the best of Axel the Thought.
I've sailed the deep oceans. I've been to strange ports. I've seen things you would never believe. And in all of the towns, at the pubs, I have found there's one thing that most men will agree. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to the warm and New Zealand, from Hibby to Perth and Bombay. That's kind of catchy, isn't it? Hey, how come the ladies are looking all pissed off? What's going on? Well, now it is only a theory that I'm working on. Now, let me tell you, ladies, let me tell you why I think beer just might be better than women. Well, a beer doesn't mind if you belch or you fart. A beer doesn't play hard to get. A beer doesn't think the Three Stooges are dumb. A beer's always ready and wet. Well, a beer looks the same in the morning, and a beer that is frigid is best. It won't make you buy tampons when you go to the store or ask how you like the new dress. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to the warm and New Zealand, from Hibby to Perth and Bombay. Now a beer won't get mad if you come home real late or make you put pants on to eat. Wanna try a new kind? Go ahead, it won't mind, 'cause a beer doesn't care if you cheat. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to the warm and New Zealand, from Hibby to Perth and Bombay. Still don't ask who I choose. Either way I would lose. Between beer and women, I think. Without beer, I go nuts. And the ironic part, without women, there's no reason to drink. Well, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to the warm and New Zealand, from Hibby to Perth and Bombay. Everybody! Well, beer is better than women. Hear you, ladies. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to the warm and New Zealand, from Hibby to Perth and Bombay. Well, beer is better. Beer is better. Beer is better, they say.
So you couldn't make it out to fair. No reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechaun at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac and ooh, but my lady green sleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. and fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring, ding, ding, little I-D-O, and a hey, and a ho, and a hey, nonny, no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Whiskey is the life of man. It's been that way since the world began. Well, I like whiskey hot and strong, and I'll drink whiskey all night long.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh. Off this yard must go, John Riser, up from down below. Well, whiskey here and whiskey there. Well, whiskey almost anywhere. Well, whiskey up and whiskey down. And whiskey all around the town.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go.
John, rise up from down below.
Some likes whiskey, some likes beer. Well, I wish I had a barrel here. Oh, whiskey straight and whiskey strong. For your whiskey, I'll sing a song.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh. Off this yard must go,
John Riser, up from down below.
If whiskey was a river and I could swim, well, I'd say here goes and dive right in. If whiskey was a river and I was a duck, well, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go.
John, rise up from down below.
Well, if whiskey comes too near my nose, well, I tip it up and down she goes. I wish I knew where whiskey grew. I'd eat the leaves and branches too.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go.
John, rise up from down below.
Ah, that was Whiskey O by Pride of Bedlam from their album Boarding Party. This be Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. I be Jack Gonzo, captain of ScoundrelsIn.com. Scoundrels Inn, where every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central, we have a live online radio show that plays nothing but the finest nautical, piratey, and sea shanty tunes your heart could desire. Listen to previous episodes or learn more at scoundrelsin.com. As this be the drinking show, and Scoundrels Inn is unofficially brought to you every week with a ship's rations of rum, be it Cannonball Blast, Sailor Jerry's, Kraken, or any manner of rum, we thought we'd give you some history on the term ration of rum. When royalty began keeping fighting ships at sea, living conditions, well, they reached new lows. To take their mind off, sailors were given a daily allowance of beer or wine. As they moved into the Caribbean, however, these would often spoil. Luckily for sailors, rum was soon discovered. By 1650, it was unofficially adopted as part of the sailor's ration. Then, in 1687, officially adopted by the Royal Navy. The tradition occurred on both royal ships as well as that of buccaneers. It even lasted well into the 20th century in many fleets. Now, from their album, Hello Sailor, here is the Pirates Royale with Drink Old England Dry.
Come, me brave boys, as I told you before, and drink, me brave boys, and we'll boldly call for more. For the French, they do invade us, and they say that they will try. They say that they will come and drink old England dry. I dry, me boys, I dry. They say that they will come and drink old England dry.
Then up spoke Lord Robert, a man of high renown. He swears he'll be true to his country and his crown.
For the cannon they shall rattle and the bullets they shall fly before that they should come and drink old England dry. I dry, me boys, I dry. Before that they should come and drink old England dry.
Supposing we should meet up with some Spaniard by the way,
10,000 to 1 we shall show them British play. With our swords and with our cutlasses we'll fight until they die. They'll die before that they should drink old England dry. I dry, me boys, I dry.
Camp it up!
Rule Britannia! Britannia rules the waves, for they shall never, never drink old England dry. I dry, me boys, I dry. They'll die before that they should drink old England dry.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. More to the point, what does that really mean? We're used to advertisements all around us, and that can leave us with an often jaded and suspicious worldview. But sponsorship goes deeper than that. It implies a relationship between broadcaster and client. For true sponsorship, there must be a commonality of interests and goals. Although it is paradoxically pieced together from recordings, the ultimate aim of this podcast is to support live, fair entertainment through the appreciation of the music and the performing artists of Renaissance festivals. By both preserving the traditions of the music and highlighting new material in the genre, we not only help preserve the romanticism of the past, but we encourage fantasy, creative thinking, and hopefully the appreciation of other arts as well. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. You can support this podcast by telling others about it, and you can also become an official patron. They even offer perks for that, like an extended podcast and CDs from their library. Finally, you can directly support live entertainment by attending events like the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, by buying entertainer products like audio and video recordings, and by tipping your performers and letting them know that you support their work. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
Shout your order up to me. It's a wild time tonight. What will it be? Drinking everything in sight. So what will it be? We have everything but water, from whiskey to lager.
Two-hearted cider, a cold Windsor cider.
Shout your order out to me.
We want cider!
Windsor cider, tall and proud.
And that song was What Will It Be by Merry Wives of Windsor from Bottoms Up. And that one was requested by Jason Youngberg. Thank you, Jason.
So how's Matt's butterbeer?
It is good. I am starting on my pumpkin juice now.
Pumpkin juice? When are you going to switch over to, like, fire whiskey or...
I have, like, two bottles of this.
Oh. Well...
I mean, I could...
You're really easy. You don't have to, I don't ever have to worry about you going down to the dungeon to try to get into all of the alcohol.
I'm the designated carriage driver.
Yeah. I think your father would be proud about that, wouldn't he?
Oh, there's a story.
Oh. Story time with
there's
Matt.
There's a story, and it involves a barrel, and that's all I'm saying about it.
Oh, come on. Well, then we'll ask you later. To be continued.
You'll have to ask me in person.
Oh.
Yes.
So come out to, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, August or October, and ask Prince Edward about the Barrow story, right?
It will be delightful, and there will be so many people that will enjoy hearing it.
I'm sure.
And tell, well, more, I should be, to be more accurate, they will enjoy telling you about it on my behalf as I turn beet red. It's great.
Was there a video of this thing?
There was.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, you do. Well, enough of these had to be their moments. up next is Saint Patrick Never Drank by Mark Gunn, whoever that is, from Kilted for Her Pleasure, as requested by Elizabeth Thomas.
Oh, here
Thomas. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, here I thought it was going to be like, as requested by Mark Gunn. Wouldn't that be a promotion of himself?
The next song after St. Patrick Never Drank is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, is the Best by Mark Gunn from Mark Gunn is the Best, as requested by Mark Gunn.
There you go. That would work.
No, he's a very modest gentleman.
Oh, really?
Oh, why? I can't even make fun of somebody properly. Anyway, thank you, Elizabeth Thomas. Here's the song you requested.
14th day of February is for St. Valentine. September 29th is when St. Michael's faithful dine. On April 23rd we hail St. George without restraint. And come November 1st we cheer for every bloody saint. None of those can claim the very best day of the year. 'Cause on March 17th we praise the patron saint of beer. We don't cheer for greenish beer or Irish cream liqueur, 'cause the man you toast was one devout teetotaler. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
'Twas only clear unleaded stuff he poured into his tank. He'd take the cash you spend for drafts and stash it in the bank.
Hooray!
Heroic, true, but stoic too. St. Patrick never drank. He strode with ancient warriors from coast to plain to highland. His staff he'd shake till every snake was banished from the island. He taught his fans the shamrock stands for Father, Son, and Spirit. But don't break out the Guinness style, the man would not go near it. St. Patrick didn't drink.
Hey!
St. Patrick didn't drink.
Hey!
He never tossed a razor back or teetered on the brink. So pour another tall one, lad, then pour it down the sink.
Hooray!
With piety, sobriety, St. Patrick didn't drink. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
So let's be frank, when asked his favorite beer, he drew a blank. My gosh, if he could see you slosh, he'd give your tush a spank.
Hooray!
The guy was swell but dry as hell. St. Patrick never drank. No, St. Patrick never drank.
I need some coffee to sober up.
Hi, my name's Donna Duncan with CostumesInTime.com, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
Then in comes the landlord, she's looking for her pay.
Oh.
I've a bill for 40 shillings that you're bound by law to pay.
Oh, no.
They hadn't got the money.
Cough it up.
But still they wouldn't go out.
These three drunken maidens kept pushing the jug about.
Taking
and hats, your mantles crisp and fine.
They've all been swallowed up, me boy, in tankards of good wine.
And where are your maiden heads, you made so brisk and gay?
We left them in the public house, we drank them clean away. There were three drunken maidens lived on the Isle of Wight. They drank from Monday morning, didn't stop till Saturday night. When Saturday night came round, me boys, the girlies wouldn't go out. Three drunken maidens
kept pushing the jug about,
pushing the jug about,
kept 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 pushing the jug,
kept pushing the jug about.
That last song you heard was Three Drunken Maidens by Three Quarter Ale from
Intertwined.
From Intertwined.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Hey, Tony.
Yes?
You've been asking me what I've been drinking, but I haven't been asking you what you've been drinking.
I have switched over to fire whiskey.
Ah. You're following me into my fandom of drinks.
Indeed. I figured, since I have a whole bunch of other ones, like White Rat Whiskey, Fire Whiskey, Knox Grass Mead.
Wow.
Yes.
You've got a collection going over there.
Yes, I do. I always do.
Oh.
And I you know, with all that whiskey, it's pretty much whiskey business, isn't it?
Is that a saying?
Well, it could be a joke, or it could be a fact that it's just not true.
That, in fact, is a saying in Tony's world, whiskey business.
I'm sure in other people's worlds, too, that it is a saying.
It's probably
well.
That I'm just culturally illiterate.
I wouldn't put it past you.
I'm really excited for this next song, because this is the first time for this artist on this show.
Ooh, huzzah.
Yeah. So thank you, Turtle and the Hare, for submitting your music. This is their inaugural debut on the Renaissance Festival podcast, and the song that they will be performing right now for you live via recording is Lily the Pink from On a Rampage.
Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home. There they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, a drink a drink, the savior of Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glass with his voice, they said. He rubbed his tonsils with medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink a drink a Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of common race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Johnny Hammer had a terrible stammer, he could hardly say a word. So they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So they gave him medicinal compound, and now he weighs oddly half a pound. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Mr. Frears, who had
the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing. We'll
Once was a man, he was looking for a wife. He knew what he had in mind. A pretty little thing who would love him all his life. He knew not what he would find. He went to the inn, they kindly let him in at the sign of the Lion's Den. The girl he would see, she's probably a 3 on a scale from 1 to 10. Well, he ordered up a beer while his vision still was clear. He ordered up 1 pint more. When the bottle touched his lips, he was staring at her hips and decided she was probably a 4. Now when that pint was through, he decided to woo. Near to her he came. Hey, since she was alive, she's probably a 5. He asked her for her name. She looked him in the eye, but she gave him no reply. Then they brought him a glass of wine. He was really in a fix. She was looking like a 6 when she said, "Will you be mine?" Now, after drink 11, she was looking like a 7. In fact, she was really great. After one more round, surprisingly, he found he was sitting with an 8. Now when he asked her to dine, he was sure she was a 9. He reached for his ring, and then he drank another ale, vowed his love would never fail, and he praised her as a 10. And now he has a wife who will love him all his life, and a long, long life that's gonna be. When the ale cleared his head, he was wishing he was dead. He was married to a -3.
Alright, that last song you heard was the 3 song by Craig Farrington from Bleu Upon Bleu. So you drinking anything blue now?
No, but I was just thinking, is there a drink called a sonic screwdriver? Because I feel like that needs to be made if that's not a thing. I'm sure it's there.
I'm sure there is something, a mixed drink or something. I'm sure there's a Disney one too. Yeah. But I was more thinking like Romulan ale.
Oh, Romulan. Oh, wow.
The stuff that should be legal in the Federation.
Pan-galactic gargle blasters?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that could be blue. There's so much in there, so why not?
Part of it could be blue?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Did you change it anything, or are you still nursing your fire whiskey?
Oh, well, since we're talking about Bleu Upon Bleu, why not just take a shot of Romulan ale?
I don't have any. I have prune juice.
Prune juice? Prune. Did you add, is it vodka and prune
juice? The favorite drink of certain Klingons.
Yes. Or did you add vodka and prune juice for pile driver?
Is that what that's called? That sounds awful. Well, speaking of things that are completely undrinkable, this is this next song, Happy Jack's Undrinkable Ale by the Poxy Boggards from Chorus for a Queen.
Good sailors sing songs of lassies and bravery and fortune, how the sea fills their hearts with the courage to do mighty deeds. But I'll sing a song of a lad that I met in Jamaica, who tested the bravest of brave in all 7 seas. It were
Happy Jack's Undrinkable Ale, one mighty sup would so wind in your sail. It's Happy Jack's Undrinkable Ale.
Our captain would try to tankard of Jack's mighty potion. He seemed all right, so we all went off to bed. Woo! To the screams of our captain way up in the crow's nest. He tried to fly with the wind, but he ended up dead. It were
Happy Jack's Undrinkable Ale, one mighty sup puts the wind in your sail. It's Happy Jack's Undrinkable Ale.
this air was as black as a night with no moon in December, as bitter as a man who lost his pizzle in May, as strong as sick horses, as evil and wicked as Judas. Of Jack the worldliest drinkers most surely say
it were
Happy Jack's undrinkable ale. One mighty sup puts the wind in your sail. It's Happy Jack's undrinkable ale.
I sailed with a lad who was tall and as white as a mountain. One half a pint with this sailor down upon one knee, and we watched as he turned as white as the high cliffs of Dover, then threw up old Jacks as a gift to the mighty blue sea.
It were Happy Jacks, undrinkable ale. One mighty sup puts the wind in your sail. It's Happy Jacks, undrinkable ale.
I once tried a thimble of Jack's demonic invention, but for the spinning I felt that I was all right. I woke with a chicken, two ducks, a lamb and an oxen. By the looks on their faces I must have had a good night. Smells like
Happy Jack's undrinkable ale. One mighty sup puts the wind in your sail. It's Happy Jack's undrinkable ale. Happy Jack's undrinkable ale. One mighty sup puts the wind in your sail. It's Happy Jack's undrinkable ale.
At this moment during the podcast, patrons of the show are hearing Pass the Bottle by the Whiskey Bards from Women, Whiskey, and War, What Do You Do with a Drunken Ducky by Nidefire from Waddles from the Sea, Johnny Jump Up by Black Jackson Blarney from Bite Size Morsels, and Whiskey Love Song by the Terrible Musicians from their album No Royalty, Songs of Pirates, Paupers, and Vagrants. So, why are they hearing it? They are patrons who've chosen to help sponsor the podcast. You can become a patron as well by going to www.patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That's Patreon, Patreon. There you'll find levels of sponsorship that you can choose, ranging from $1 to $10 per show. With your sponsorship, you will receive the special patron edition of the podcast 5 days earlier than the general public, featuring 4 additional songs in each show. You'll also have the opportunity to earn free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Podcast Library. So go over to that page now and see how you can sign up to become a patron and sponsor the podcast yourself. Thank you.
The door blew open and Jack blew in. He looked at the barkeep and said with a grin, I must be going, I really can't stay, so pour me a drink and I'll be on my way.
Barkeep said,
what'll it be?
Oh, I'll have one whiskey, one porter, one rye, and bring me some cider, I'll give that a try. Bring me 2 rums, one buttered, one cold, and bring me a scotch at least 7 years old. Then bring on the wine, I'll start with a port, and wash it all down with a beer of some sort. Some brandy, some sherry, some grog, and some ale, some old Mountain Dew and a good Allengale. Meat, stout, vermouth, and gin, vodka, bourbon, and a sly grin. Moonshine, tequila, cognac, and schnapps, some old sour mash, and 2 belly flops. Goldwasser, Ouzo, White Lightning, Green Toad, Absinthe, Sambuca, and one for the road.
Jack drank it down and said that was great, but I must be going before it's too late. Then his friends joined him and set it back down. If you must be going, we'll buy you a round.
Barkeep said,
what'll it be?
Oh, I'll have one whiskey, one porter, one rye, and bring me some cider, I'll give that a try. Bring me 2 rums, one buttered, one cold, and bring me a scotch at least 7 years old. Then bring on the wine, I'll start with a pour, then wash it all down with a beer of some sort. Some brandy, some sherry, some grog, and some ale, some old Mountain Dew and a good howling gale. Mead, stout, vermouth, and gin, vodka, bourbon, and a sly grin. Moonshine, tequila, cognac, and schnapps, some old sour mash, and 2 belly flops. Goldwasser, Ouzo, White Lightning, Green Toad, Absinthe, Sambuca, and one for the road.
With all of his friends passed out on the floor, still Jack's bleary eyes were set on the door. The barkeep, he said, it's early, you see, so sit right back down, cause this one's on me.
So Jack said,
I don't but he.
I don't but he.
He was really drunk.
It's just no excuse.
Oh, I'll have one whiskey, one porter, one rye, and bring me some cider, I'll give that a try. Bring me two rums, one buttered, one cold, and bring me a scotch at least 7 years old. Then bring on the wine, I'll start with a pour, then wash it all down with a beer of some sort. Some brandy, some sherry, some grog, and some ale, some old Mountain Dew and a good Allengale. Meat, stout, vermouth, and gin. Vodka, bourbon, and a sly grin. Moonshine, tequila, cognac, and schnapps. Some old sour mash and two belly flops. Goldwasser, ouzo, white lightning, green toad. Absinthe, sambuca, and one for the road. Two ladies in a jack got to his feet. He motioned them over and said, have a seat. Both the girls giggled, one gave him a wink. And Jack with a smile said, I'll buy you a drink. Ah, Keith said, what'll it be? Oh, I'll have one whiskey, one porter, one rye, and bring me some cider, I'll give that a try. Bring me two rums, one buttered, one cold, and bring me a scotch at least 7 years old. Then bring on the wine, I'll start with a pour, then wash it all down with a beer of some sort. Some brandy, some sherry, some grog, and some ale, some old Mountain Dew and a good Allengale. Meat, stout, vermouth, and gin, vodka, bourbon, and a sly grin. Moonshine, tequila, cognac, and schnapps, some old sour mash, and two belly flops. Goldwasser, ouzo, white lightning, green toad. Absinthe, sambuca, and one for the road. So Jack stood up and said, I must be off. The barkeep, he said, no, I don't mean to scoff, but you're in here nightly and never do go. So what say we both just have one for the road?
Barkeep said,
what'll it be?
Oh, I'll have one whiskey, one porter, one rye, and bring me some cider, I'll give that a try. Bring me two rums, one buttered, one cold, and bring me a scotch at least 7 years old. Then bring on the wine, I'll start with a pour, and wash it all down with a beer of some sort. Some brandy, some sherry, some grog, and some ale, some old Mountain Dew and a good Allengale. Meat, stout, vermouth, and gin, vodka, bourbon, and a sly grin. Moonshine, tequila, cognac, and schnapps, some old sour mash, and two belly flops. Goldwasser, ouzo, white lightning, green toad. Absinthe, sambuca, and one for the road. Barkeep said,
faster! Oh, I'll have one whiskey, one porter, one rye, and bring me some cider, I'll give that a try. Bring me two rums, one buttered, one cold, and bring me a scotch at least 7 years old. Then bring on the wine, I'll start with a pour, and wash it all down with a beer of some sort. Some brandy, some sherry, some grog, and some ale, some old Mountain Dew and a good Allengale. Meat, stout, vermouth, and gin, vodka, bourbon, and a sly grin. Moonshine, tequila, cognac, and schnapps, some old sour mash, and two belly flops. Goldwasser, ouzo, white lightning, green toad, absinthe, sambuca, and one for the road.
So, that last song was One for the Road by Jolly Rogers from X Marks the Spot.
This quality entertainment that we are providing you, these wonderful jokes and whimsy, is brought to you only by the help and donations of our patrons. Thank you, all of you, for letting us bring you the music that all of us love.
Indeed.
At current, we have 18 patrons who are pledging a total of $39 per show. Thank you so much. That really, really helps. And that goes, we don't get paid. That goes directly to hosting and making sure that we have enough space on our servers and keeping all that updated. So all of this is volunteer work. And all of that goes directly back to the podcast, and we could not do this without you, so thank you. If you feel like donating, there's a bunch of wonderful things on our Patreon page that the link is in the show notes for things that you can acquire. There's CDs, there's all sorts of fun stuff. But mostly we just want to say thank you. Whether you are able to donate or not, we just appreciate you listening and sharing your time with us because this is what we love doing. So thank you, and we would also like to welcome Turtle Davis as our newest patrons. Thank you to Turtle. You are amazing, and we love you. We also want to extend a heartfelt thanks to our friend of the podcast, Stephen Conroy. And you should check out his awesome podcast playlist at askstephen.net.
We love our Patreon.
We love you so much.
Yes, it helps. It really, really helps.
Yeah, if you want to do that, get some bonus music by donating. Otherwise, we will keep doing this. We'll do this for free.
Yes.
Because this is what we do.
And we love doing it.
Yeah, we will do it for free as long as we are able to. We're never going to charge you for this show.
Yes.
And we made that choice early on because we want to be able to bring this to people. So,
yes.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
We're towards the end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
How can we continue celebrating our 11th birthday?
Well, how about we play one last song?
By Molly and Tinker?
Yes, one last song by Molly and the Tinkers from Triumphs, Tears, and Treasures, the Best of Molly and the Tinkers.
And before we play that, because that's really good, do you believe in Holy Spirits?
Yes?
And he missed that pun, too.
Oh, you mean... Oh, oh, I'm so good at this.
Yes, you are.
I just walk blindly into walls that you're setting out there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Molly and the Tinkers, take it away. And we will all catch you once we recover from all the drinking we've done today.
Yes, take us away. Thank you so much, and good night. Whatever time it is, good night.
That might be a fact that isn't true.
It's night now. Good night.
The sun slips down and soon the night surrounds us. All our triumphs, tears, and treasures are gently tucked away. Tomorrow we'll be starting on our separate ways and parting. Who knows if we'll return again this way? So sing me one last song before we go. Still share the fire's glow. It may not be our fortune to meet again someday. So sing one last song with me today.
In different years with different skies above us, we will drink with different friends and speak of all we do today. When we recall the stories of our tragedies and glories, it'll be just like you all came back to stay.
So sing me one last song before we go.
And raise me one last glass.
And raise me one last
glass. While we still share the fire's glow.
Share the fire's glow.
It may not be our fortune.
It may not be our fortune.
To meet again someday.
To meet again someday.
So sing one last
so
song.
Sing one today.
Now you've got it. Now you've got it. We expect you to sing next time.
In time we may forget some names and faces, or just when or where we gathered last, in good days or in bad. But our friendship is the reason we'll look back upon this season with a heart that's grateful for the times we've had.
Before we go.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.